Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen says that if the economy keeps improving, the Fed will take, in her words, further measured steps to reduce the support it's providing through monthly bond purchases. In her first public comments since taking over the top Fed job last week, Yellen says she expects a great deal of continuity with her predecessor, Ben Bernanke. Yellen says that the economy is strengthening enough to withstand a pullback in stimulus, but that rates should stay low to fuel further growth. ConAgra Foods lowered its outlook for the year that will end in May, pointing to a longer-than-expected time frame to turn around its private brands segment, along with a weaker-than-expected volumes in its consumer food segment. ConAgra expects volumes in its consumer foods businesses to decline 3-4% in the second half of 2014. That's worse than the 1-2% decline previously expected because of challenges in a few key brands. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 116,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to China during the 2014-15 marketing year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 15,861. It's up almost 60 points. The NASDAQ at 4162 is up about 14. And the S&P 500 is 1805, and it is up 5.5 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner, and he is live in Georgia. Good morning.
Good morning. It's, you know, this is the time of the year I do a lot of traveling around, and usually I'm traveling in the north with all the snow. I finally found a place where there's no snow on the ground, but now my flight's been canceled because I got to fly through Atlanta.
Yeah, I hear Atlanta's going to get hammered later.
yeah, so I can't win for losing, it looks like, so... Anyway, it looks like the Midwest is taking a break, though. You know, this morning, the Sterling Rock area in northwestern Illinois is minus 23 degrees, and that's just incredibly too cold. We're tired of this, and good news is we are going to bring some break to the area. We're going to warm it up. In fact, in the southwestern U.S. plains, it looks like late this weekend to early next week, we're going to see the high temperatures in the 70s. Across parts of Texas and southwest corner of Oklahoma. That's good and bad for them. Of course, the winter wheat crop is going to be pulled out of dormancy under those conditions, and it's also going to accelerate the drying across some of that region. They don't have a lot of moisture to begin with, but that's over there. Meanwhile, in the heart of the Midwest, we will go without any real serious storminess for a while. The storm system that's down there in the Atlanta area and really the southeastern part of the country here for the next few days will rob all of our moisture, and we'll see dry conditions occur across a fair amount of the Midwest. Now, there was a cool front that will cut through a part of the western Corn Belt. This will occur, it looks like, as we go through the night tonight into tomorrow morning, produce a little dusting to 2 inches of snow from parts of South Dakota and Iowa into Wisconsin. The system falls apart as it goes further to the east and south, so we won't see any other precipitation the rest of the Midwest. Another disturbance will show itself on, looks like Thursday, I guess. It comes into the northwestern part of the region as well, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan will probably see some 2-4 inch snows occurring up there, but the rest of the Midwest, again, will be left dry. There may be a little bit of snow flurry and snow shower activity that will occur on Friday across the lower and eastern portions of the Midwest, but that, too, is expected to be very brief and light. There will be some colder air that comes in with that particular event, so we will cool back, take a little bit of a setback in the warm-up, but nothing as cold as what we have out there this morning. Of course, we are below zero down into central Missouri, down into interior southern Illinois, southern Indiana, and southern Ohio, and we won't see that again, no matter what happens here. But we will look for a warm-up that will start to occur in a more significant manner as we move into next week. And I think many areas in the Midwest will see highs in the 30s and 40s, maybe even some 50-degree temperatures possible in the southwestern part of the Corn Belt when we get involved with the warmest conditions. Our low temperatures at night during the warmer period, again, a week from now, will probably be in the 20s and 30s with some teens in the far northwest. So it's all something that we can have to look forward to. In the meantime, Brazil is going to see some relief to the rain, to the dryness in the western and southern parts of Brazil. We'll likely see some significant rain over the next 4 or 5 days. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Want to avoid the long registration lines at our 25th annual all-day Ag Outlook meeting? Call 217-333-7300 and order your tickets now for the March 4th event at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. They're $30, and along with a continental breakfast and Beef House lunch, you'll hear from Sue Martin and all our analysts on corn and soybean futures and cash grain marketing. And we'll also get the lowdown on land values for 2014 and look at the commodity title of the new farm bill. And you'll get a 25th anniversary commemorative hat marking the occasion. Call with your major credit card, 217-333-7300, and guarantee your spots. We'll mail your tickets to you. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 650.5, up 1.25. Soft May wheat, 583.5, down 1.5. March corn, 440 and three quarters, down 2.25. July, 452.75, down 2. December, 456.5, down 1.75. March soybeans, 13.19, down 6.5. July, 12.89, down 6.5. November, 11.14.25, down 2. March soybean meal, 441.60, down 2.40. March soybean oil, 38.58, now 60, down 13 cents. February live cattle, 141.40, down 10. March feeder cattle, 167.90, unchanged. February lean hogs, 86.27.5, down 7.5. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Little bit of a setback in the aftermath of yesterday's WASDE reports.
Yeah, we have everything down today. Yesterday we didn't have wheat stay up and corn stay up part of the day, but then backed off. Beans are down 6, corn down 2, and wheat down a penny. USDA's report was negative for the bean prices due to not changing, not lowering USDA bean numbers. And also raising world numbers on corn. We tightened supply on both corn and wheat in the U.S. and also tightened supply in the world. So that had them up for a while, especially the corn, then it backed off. And just the time of the year with South American harvest really getting a good start and starting to come on strong for helping hold things down later.
So the corn number, 150 million bushels lower than a month ago for ending stocks. Looks to me like when traders begin to think about that number and dig a little bit deeper into the feed use and residuals, they're probably walking away thinking those are still a little bit too rich.
Right. They're thinking that those feed numbers won't be that high, thus the carryout won't be that much lower.
Is it possible that the size of the corn crop is smaller than USDA believes it to be? And I keep going back to the basis on this and thinking, should not the basis be slightly wider than it is otherwise?
Yeah, you really don't know what the size really is. They'll put a final number on it a year from now on January 1. They will start working on next year's, this growing season now, and the carry out there they're looking at is 1.8 to 2.5. So the numbers we're going to see from here on out will be negative towards prices for a while.
So are you looking for the fact that what we saw this week and late last week is the high, and now we're not just going to back and fill to a higher high, but we're going to start a decline?
That's what we're looking at, yeah, that the high occurred right either before the report or after, and that we'll see a decline now. Until we get a better hook on the weather and take a look at whether we will have bad weather, good weather, et cetera, for the growing season.
What else are you going to talk about today when people call you?
Going to talk about protecting the downside, especially on the beans. If we grow 5 to 6 million more acres here after the South American crop gets delivered and shipped worldwide, we will also then have a big crop here, a bigger crop. And if we have regular weather, we'll also have that 2 billion corn crop, so protect the bottom side there.
Thank you much, Pete.
Have a great one.
Pete Manhard of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, March corn is 441 and a quarter, down 1 3/4. July, 453, down 1 3/4. December, 457, down 1 1/4. March soybeans, 1321 and a quarter, now at 21 even, down 4 1/2. July, 1290 and a half, down 5. November, 1115 and 3/4, down 1/2. March soybean meal, 442.40, down 160, now 170. March soybean oil, 38.61, down 12 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.